It's time for the Coastal News Roundup. It was 8 years ago today that the Deepwater Horizon oil rig blew up, spewing more than 100 million gallons of oil across the Gulf of Mexico for more than 80 days. WWNO's Travis Lux talks with NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune's Mark Schlefstein, about what's changed since then and whether new regulations have made drilling in the Gulf safer.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
The BP oil spill was the biggest in U.S. history, more than 160 million gallons of oil spewed into the Gulf of Mexico over 87 days. 11 people died. It was a huge environmental disaster, and researchers are, in fact, still measuring its health and environmental impacts. So why did it take so long to stop the leak in the first place?
Basically because there really was not any technology that had been created to figure out how to plug a well that was that deep in the Gulf of Mexico, well over a mile below the surface of the Gulf. And so that it took them quite a while to figure out how to do it.
So one of the things that came out of the BP spill was this really big settlement. BP is going to pay more than $20 billion to the states on the Gulf Coast. How is Louisiana going to use that money?
In addition to the $20 billion that is part of the civil settlement, there's a criminal settlement as well, and there's another $2.5 billion that's being put towards coastal restoration out of that. But all in all, the state is getting a big chunk of that. They get $5 billion for natural resource damage assessment that's going to be used for a huge amount of projects. The state's basically trying to move most of that money towards its coastal master plan projects. It will provide the state with the opportunity of getting the first, 10 to 15 years worth of the master plan up and running fairly quickly, but a lot more quickly than they thought was possible when the first plan came out in 2007. Mm-hmm.
And has this money from BP started rolling in yet?
Yes, it has been spent in many cases. Remember that the first settlements occurred in 2013. So there's been a steady stream of money, and that stream will continue for 15 years total.
So BP also changed how the feds regulate oil and gas activity. A bigger focus on environmental and safety regulations. For example, there used to just be one agency that handled offshore drilling. It was the Minerals Management Service. They sold land to oil companies and enforced regulations. Some people saw that as a conflict of interest. So after BP, they created a couple different organizations, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, BOEM, the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, BSEE. And so now BOEM does the sales type stuff and BSEE does the enforcement type stuff. So have these changes had any tangible effect?
It's really hard to tell. One of the major problems now with the Trump administration is that there are rumors about remerging those two agencies into one, in addition to the loosening or the not adopting of several more stringent rules for offshore oil drilling that were proposed during the Obama administration. So those things are still out there. There seems, if you look at the wording that is coming out of these agencies, there's much today, during the Trump administration, there's much more being said about the emphasis on making sure that we're able to help the industry move forward with development of these resources, rather than the emphasis on simply, we got to make sure that this doesn't happen again. If you talk to the people who are running these programs, they will tell you that, no, we haven't lost our focus on that, but our focus also has to be on getting oil and gas produced as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Schlefstein, thank you so much. Mark is an environmental reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and the Foundation for Louisiana.